God, Father in heaven, have mercy on us, your beloved people. When sadness and loss overwhelm us, comfort us with the truth of the resurrection to life, for Betty and for all who trust in Christ. Remind us, Lord, that the power of your Son's nail-pierced hands, through that power you have prepared the rooms in your mansion for all of your children. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus, living Redeemer who has died and has come back to life again. We praise you for your promise that you have gone to prepare a place for all who trust that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, increase our faith along with our longing to be at home in heaven. When struggle and suffering, hardship and pain become overwhelming in our lives, draw our eyes to the cross where you shed your blood to see pure our salvation. Assure us once again of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Spirit, when the word of truth, the word of the resurrection came to Mary on that first Easter morning, you caused her to receive that word in faith. In this time of grief and loss, may the truth of resurrection hope in Christ sustain us and give us strength. Help us always to place our trust in you, that you will open up your hand and provide for us throughout all our days. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. As the service comes to a close, we will be going out to the cemetery for a time of committal, and then we will return for the luncheon. The luncheon is ready for all of us, so if you're not heading out to the cemetery, I know it's a little blustery today, please stay and head on down to the lower level. They're ready to serve you, and we will join you as soon as we return from the cemetery. In preparation for our luncheon and fellowship, let us pray. Heavenly Father, for 95 years, you provided. You opened up your hand and blessed them, not only with the gifts of daily bread, but you blessed her with the gift of faith. It was through your gifts that you sustained her all these days. And then it was by your hand that you welcomed her home. Today, Lord, you have opened up your hands and provided for us, again, a time of worship to hear your word. A time for your word to take us back to the cross. You also have opened up your hand and provided for us a meal to sustain our bodies. Lord, take this food that's been prepared, turn it into a blessing for us. Lord, take the conversations that are shared, the memories that are recalled, and use them as times of encouragement for each of us. Bless those who have prepared the meal. Continue to shape their hearts to be servant hearts as they serve families in their times of need. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with our hymn, and please note we will use verses 1 and 2 prior to the commendation. And then we will return to that hymn at the closing service.